The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Of course, this is not Aaron Green's voice. This is C.A. Nuri, and I'll be holding the fort until Aaron Green returns next week. I actually have four days of this holding on for her. She has a number of guests lined up, and I say, oh, I'll hold the fort until the fifth come and make sure things go smoothly until your return. Today, we're going to have an open line Tuesday. Today is August 20th, and it's a little after 10 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about what is trending in the news. And also one or two things that I thought it's worthy to be mentioned, worthy to have a conversation about, right? Okay, the first thing I want to have a conversation about is I want to firstly congratulate the Bahamas team, swim team, who went to the Goodwill Games. Again, we won gold. We won the entire swimming tournament, right? It was a blowout. It's expected. For the last 2 years, this is the second time we've won. For the last 2 years, we've been producing a stellar swim team, especially with the Goodwill Games, right? I want to commend the organizers. I want to commend the government now who have, I guess the right word is on board, because once upon a time, the Goodwill swim team had to find their own finances. It used to be a challenge. I remember one time the team used to make up like 10 swimmers at times because parents had to commit and finance and find their own money for that particular swim team, in contrast to Carifta, which is very heavily funded, the Carifta swim team. So I'm glad that this has been a turn, that now they're getting support from the government, more support from parents, more support from businesses in the Bahamas to support that team. So now we're seeing the full brunt of the swim power that the Bahamas has. I want to commend our news. Yes, they've been doing a stellar job reporting, specifically on social media, Facebook. Unlike the Olympics, right? We understood what was happening day by day. Anyone who follows them on their social media platform could have tell what was happening with that swim team. We know when they left. We know who was on the team. We knew who was the manager, who was the swim coaches. We spoke to, at least they covered some of the swimmers, right? And even activities that was happening on the floor in St. Lucia. It was a stellar coverage, and I want to commend them for that. Also, the swim team has returned. Now, the swim team, let me tell you this. I had caught some feelings because the swim team came in about 12 a.m. this morning, 12 a.m. And then they come in when they have to come in, right? But this is a charter flight. This is Bahamas Air, because our government now committed to say, hey, man, we'll make sure you come and go. We'll make sure you come and go. We can use the country's resources and charter Bahamas Air and fly you out and fly you back in, right? You just pay whatever expenses for that. And I want to know, why would you bring 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds on a 12, what they call that, red eye? It ain't red eye, eh? Red eye's later. Why would you bring 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds so late coming back to, they could wait till today. They could be flying out now, let them get some good sleep. Right after they finish swimming the competition, they put these little darlings on this plane and fly them out. Now, if they had to get on one of those airlines, you know, and say, man, they had to do what they got to do, right? Stay up. But it's a government plane, man. Yeah, don't be doing that to our children, man. I appreciate it now. I'm being ungrateful. I'm just saying that next time, when you're organizing going to these foreign places and things, don't have our children them flying, guests getting up to go to the airport 9 o'clock at night, you know, flying, reaching back to New Providence, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. They're sleeping, man. It must be sleep from 7 o'clock. But anyway, we have some callers here as I continue the show. Again, this is On the Clock with Aaron Green. We have an open line, so you can talk one or two things which you want to talk about. The numbers are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. And we'll start a conversation. Go ahead for the first caller. How are you doing?
Oh, God, it is Dark and Voice along with you, Aniri.
Good morning to you, man. Blessings to you.
Aniri, much the same. Thank you. Sometimes your vocabulary a little bit speedy. Miss some of the words or what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm. I wish you could slow down. I know other people would wish the same thing.
There's a reason for that. I stutter. I mean, extremely.
Oh, that's the problem. Okay.
Stutter
gotcha.
To the point of
okay.
the words.
Roman, with me.
I can explain it to you so you can understand for the next time. So you can understand why I speak.
Say it again.
I'll explain it to you so you can understand.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, I'll do it. Because I stutter so much, right? I speed up the words to get the words out.
Okay.
Right?
I got you.
And that is why. Because there are times when the words don't come out at all. And that's why.
Yeah. Now, I have a problem when government going to give people electricity when people are squatting on other people's land. Okay?
Okay.
You got me?
Yeah, man. I hear you.
And the thing is, it's going to cost me money to get the people to get a lawyer. Okay? Of course, I had a lawyer, and the lawyer went into the House of Assembly. But the government got to stop this nastiness, what they're allowing to happen in these communities. They're causing people problem, and they got to do something about it. If you know a person don't own a land, why are you going to put electricity through the property? And I've been to BEC already and told them I don't want any electricity running through the property. Government got to stop this nastiness.
Bremen.
But if you go work on it yourself, then you're getting problem with them.
Bremen.
Hey.
Is this land through Mason Dition McCullough Corner that you're talking about?
Spence Street of Mason Sedition.
This is the land where people say you do not own, but they have a...
Well, they can say what they want. Say, I have the deeds.
The idea, if you have the deeds, you can have people come off the land. Clearly, there's something wrong that you cannot have forced these
people... No, it's not a matter of fact of that. What happened is the lawyer went into the House of Assembly and he told me that basically his people were going to deal with the situation after he were to go in the House of Assembly.
So you're saying...
They need to get kicked in their face.
You're saying it's the lawyer's fault and not your fault?
Not my fault, no.
And you're saying that you have the deeds to the property, however, you cannot enforce the law because the lawyer is now in the House of Assembly.
You see what I'm saying?
And you're saying that you cannot go and get another lawyer because your lawyer is inside the House of Assembly right now.
Well, the thing is, there are some things I don't want to say over the air.
Some things you don't want to say.
But the thing is, go ahead, you were going to say something?
No, man, I listened to your story.
The thing is, and nasty nigga went in the House of Assembly. He told me he was going in the House of Assembly, right? Of course, he told me he was going in the House of Assembly. And he told me he was going to let his people deal with the situation, right? Mm. But his people in his office told me he hadn't told them what to do.
Yeah.
You see my point?
Okay, let me give you some advice. You ready? You ready? Are you going? Go find yourself another lawyer. Stop complaining and grab the bull by the horn and find yourself another lawyer, man. You've been complaining about this for the last 9-10 years, man. Same thing over and over again. Say you own this property, right? The people say you ain't own the property, they ain't going no place. Now they get electricity. And every day they show you that you ain't own this property, but yet you continue to say yes, you own it and you can enforce the law, but it ain't happening. So clearly something is wrong. Find yourself a lawyer. But let's see if I have that gentleman number. Who's that government representation for free? Where his name is? Where Farrington name? I have Farrington name on this? Farrington? Yes. Lucy Farrington. Text this number. The cell phone number is 807-8256. That's 807-8256. That's Farrington. Farrington has helped all kind of behemoths, man. He's a big-time lawyer, and he's helped behemoths. He comes to the show all the time, and say, man, tell them come when we're doing those community outreach for lawyers. Call them and solve this. Because I just this constant talking, man, it ain't working. It ain't working. Another thing I wanted to talk about is in the headlines, Mitchell, we may have to deal with banks. Yesterday, the opposition leader also said they will have some regulation with banks. Everybody is talking about banks, and regulation, right? Happens that Mr. Mitchell is my member of parliament. He's a good member of parliament, right? I am entertained that for 13 years now, I've been watching and counting for 13 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 13. He has been talking about we will may have to deal with banks for 13 years now. He did it when he was in opposition. He did it when he was in the other administration with Christie. And now 3 years in, he's saying it again. Usually I smile, you know. I say, you go, Mr. Mitchell. You go. You represent us, man. Say it. Now I start laughing. I start laughing because someone helped me with a goon. Because if 13 years you ain't doing nothing yet, I no longer believe in this thing, man. I see the opposition, Mr. Pintard, saying the same thing, and they said, these people have us for goon. They actually believe that we believe them in their utterance about trying to regulate people's profit and this free enterprise society. There is an article with Shivago Lang, and Shivago Lang maybe have spoken on this on his show. It comes on at 2 o'clock, right? He went in, let me read this part, right? Say, former Minister of State for Finance, Shivago Lang, said yesterday, the Free National Movement, FNM, is getting into tricky waters by pledging to introduce major reforms to the commercial banking regime in the Bahamas. This is some tricky waters in a free enterprise system, said Mr. Lang, as he hosted Z Live on Guardian Radio. You got to listen to Z Live. It comes on at 2 p.m., right? You can't really be paying attention to these politicals, you know, because they play with our emotions. That's why they come in the news and say, we plan to do this and we plan to do that, but they don't tend to do nothing, you know. That's just political rhetoric, and you know that election soon. But let me continue the article, right? Say, this is tricky waters, and it's tricky waters. I hear that language, but it's tricky. He added, I am not advocating for the government to start managing people's increases in the cost of their products or services. I'm not. I'm telling you that if you do that, you are inviting a disaster in your social, political, and economic life. A disaster. So I do not support that at all. And I echo Mr. Lang's position. I do not know how our government plans to tell the bank that they can't do no increases. They say, no, you don't do no increases no more. We in charge of your bank. We in charge of your rates. We in charge of your fees. Yet, I'm watching how they allow all the banks to move from the family. I don't even know if any family island have banks. Is there any banks in the family island? So when you see you can't even put a Bahamian bank in the family island, then you come to the Bahamian public and say, yeah, we're in the future, not right now, but in the future, I can tell you when, but in the future, we may have to deal with these banks, but not right now. We ain't gonna deal with them now. In the future, we will regulate them, even though you was there a long time and never did anything. So when you see politicians start doing this to you, manipulating your mind with these idle talks, you call it obia. That's what it is. They're trying to obia you so they can make it seem as if they are doing things, right? This text says, Bimini has a bank. I'm glad to hear that Bimini has a bank, right? Definitely. I know they were closed for the airport the other day. I'm glad they even have a fire engine on that island. Things. I had a whole show on the family islands and the challenges they're going through, right? This texter is asking about a former show, a prior show we had. It said, speaking about land irregularities, what happened to the case of the lady who said that she had 3 bank employees illegally occupy her complex? I'm not sure, no. I recommended her to a lawyer. I also, there was a lady who is a former president of Realties. I forget her name, Adley Trico. It's Long Island name, so I forget what the lady name. Hadley? Anyway, I forwarded her number too, so she can help that lady best as she can. But it was a very unfortunate story, and I'm wishing her well. And hopefully we'll be able to do an update on that. On that. Right? We have another call there. I see the status of the Freedom of Information remains unknown. I have no confidence. I have no confidence in any administration to bring in for the Freedom of Information. It is what it is. One would have thought it was a low-hanging fruit. But they don't want it. Or we don't want it. And let's go to we. Because if we didn't want it, we're just going to be making noise about it. And him and people are not making noise about it. So therefore, we don't want no Freedom of Information. It's all talk. But let's go to the caller right there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Stop, Manuri.
Blessings to you, man.
Hey, we could expect you 1 week to do open line early in the morning, say.
Yeah, why not?
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
More fun. I can't see the papers, but they say it was in the papers yesterday. You know who? Do you know, or did you read where? I was wondering which MP that is that passed in disabled sport and apologized.
That was the member of parliament for Marathon. And her driver, she said, her driver parked inside a disabled spot. And when it came to her attention, she apologized on behalf of her driver and herself.
Yeah, I think she's a friend to a disabled person. Might have been a mistake or something. At least I don't think they can do that no more.
No, and it's good to show that the Bahamian people are voicing their opinions. Yeah. Some people are calling that more should be done, that there should be some donation. Yeah, there should be some kind of donation, financial donation.
Incentives, say.
Yeah.
Do you know if they find the Cartwright man or the blue hole, if they get him, if they're able to bring his body up?
No, they have not found the Cartwright gentleman.
No, you smart. No, and they get not just the Navy in America. But
you know you always call it an American concept. No, we have our own government. We have Defense Force officers.
Sorry. Nui, do we have specialists? Divers, like, who could go, like, 1,000 feet with tanks and stuff.
I know about 1,000 divers in the Defense Force who can go down, but that's a ledge. I'm not sure if you understand a ledge. It goes, like, in fathoms, and then they have tunnels and whatever it is.
Walls, like, blocking you.
Yeah, so the body could be anywhere. Yeah. So it's not like it's definitely something is holding down the body.
1,000 feet, 650 feet. Divers might still could make it that far. Put a rope on him. And pull him. I think the family gonna need some closure. We ain't gonna leave that body there to say, well, that's where Mr. Cartwright in that hole. We ain't gonna do that, eh?
There have been a number of persons who've had their demise at that site. In fact, when you go to Dean's Blue Hole, there's a plaque of a mother and child who have
transitioned. You mean just missing people or people who they know?
They drowned. They drowned.
They find the body, but they couldn't bring it up.
They found the body, brought that up for the lady and the child. But I'm saying that there are a number of people who have drowned at that site for swimming there.
Could they get all the bodies? This is the first one where they being able to get the body, eh?
That I know of.
Oh, Lordy. I wish it'd be a way they could get him, man. Yeah, I don't know. Or international people have come. And I don't know if we get them incentive to help us out with that. And you know if the investigators reach yet with this probe with the police and corruption case? I mean,
I do not know if it was in Scotland Yard, and the name escapes me, the right organization. Mm-hmm. But I like use Scotland Yard for the word. I do not know.
Really,
Scotland
I don't believe
Yard.
Them at all.
What do you mean you don't believe the police?
Listen, from they say Scotland was coming, and they say they can call us one, and the next one say. I was telling Dwight the media. At least asking the media if nobody could call over there to find out what the procedures is. Who come? I mean, we get the names who come in and everything, but what they boss saying and what they really coming to do.
No, I can stop you there. No. I can stop you there. Our commissioner of police announced that they're coming. That ends that.
What?
The commissioner of police announced that they are coming. That ends that. They're coming.
You serious?
That ends that.
And they ain't reach here?
Ain't nothing gonna come.
I don't believe nothing. I agree with the people who say nothing will come out of this. They ain't take this serious. They even ain't dealing with this professional. If they're dealing with this professional, your good friend, the Commissioner of Police, would have stepped down. Cares but home. Keep up the good work, Nuri.
You want to say some things on the radio, you know? And
huh?
I thought you gone, man. That's why.
No. I was saying your girl, Kamala Harris. She on her way out. You see the funeral last night to the Democrat, the first night?
No.
With Hillary talking?
No.
and the president, Biden, mm-hmm. talking. I say to myself, when I am talking, I say, ah, Lord, I'm sorry for whatsoever I might say publicly, because we don't talk about the old people like that, our senior citizens, and make joke of them. He's just a big joke. Ah, Lord.
I appreciate you. In the future, and I blame the United States and Americans, they like to call people by their first name. And because they like to call people by their first name, they have the world now calling their president and their vice president by their first name. Call that big woman Kamala, you know, and forget that she have a last name. Call her Harris or Miss Harris. Call. I know we call our prime minister Brave, but that's a title of affection, right? But you can't be calling our prime minister Philip. That's big man. You need to be called Mr. Davis, Mr. Mitchell. I see sometimes we get disparaging too and call the Minister of Foreign Affairs by his first name. But no, man, you can't be calling people who have title and thing by their first name. You call them either by their first and last name or by their last name. We got to show kind of respect, you know. That woman could be the next president of the United States. That's Miss Harris. That ain't no ordinary woman. Can't be defaming woman like that. And there's flippancy. And you call, what do you call it, the next woman, Hillary? How you call the former, which was state? What title was inside the United States? Something of state. Anyway, you can't be calling her by her first name. You don't be doing that to women. That flippancy. The audacity, man. Okay, what else is trending? There's a text. Says, I think Naughty confirmed they found the body. So I'm not familiar with that. And if they did, that is good. There is a narrative for Dean's Blue Hole, right? And it's a sacred place because there's a number of behemoths who have transitioned there. There's a narrative of mermaids. There's a narrative of Luska. And I think, first I want to extend condolences to the family of Mr. Cartwright, right? I'm not trying to diminish that. But I think that when we go to that site, Dean's Blue Hole, we must go there with some type of reverence, right? That it's not necessarily a fun place, that things can happen at this sacred place and show more reverence in general. And even if you have to throw in the theme of mermaids and Lusker and whatever it is, right? I think we need to do more for that narrative of Dean's Blue Hole. But we have another caller here. Go ahead, producer Patrick, call it through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Well, good morning, C.A. Neary.
Good morning, Graham. How are you doing?
And we should put the much more most right honorable
for who?
In front of Philip Brave Davis, because, you know, we started that trend.
I'm not sure what his title is at this present time, and I don't want to add additional title. And I know you investigated.
The last gentleman member.
No. Stay focused. Mm-hmm. Stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
We do honor motions where we honor particular people and give them titles, right? Uh-huh. The last gentleman had was honored, and he got the title most honorable. That was his new title. I'm not sure.
It's just the honorable. When you go most honorable and much more most right honorable,
that doesn't matter. We have a system.
Yeah.
That's a system.
Trending. What's trending? Poverty is trending. Lack of ownership in our economy as the inheritors of these islands, rocks, and key, or the indigenous, or the organic, whatever you want to call us. Those things are trending. But we won't talk about that. Gas is over $5.50 a gallon U.S. dollars. This isn't Caribbean money. Americans could never pay that. Those things are trending. And why are we not having the discussion on what we need to be talking about in this country? How we are going to help our senior citizens get more than $300 a month. And then we put VAT on everything they buy with that. So it's like you plucked $30 out of my mummy pension. Why are we not talking about giving the seniors weekly what they get monthly? Because $300 a week, this could be struggling for them as well. And it's a burden on their children because they have to live with them now. Why are we not talking about the serious things? Like after 50 years, Mr. Neary, I pass by the bridge and all I smell is sewage. We can't get that one thing straight. Tourists walking from the cruise ship to PI or from PI downtown got to sniff that. That's the sniff test of the front door. What's trending? Bay Street is starting to look like the way Columbus met it. Derelict. That's trending. Why won't we fix our front door? You ever been from the House of Assembly and drive, or better yet, walk to the bridge, CA? We knocked down a couple buildings, but that yard looks even scarier now as I tell tourists to leave the cruise ship and go to, you know, the rum place, rum cake thing. I wouldn't call the name. But they get scared halfway there. What's trending is we built a city around the cruise ships, and they put up a big, look like 19-foot fence to me. I don't know how tall it is. That's trending. Is that to keep them in or me out? See, there's a lot of things trending. But we're going to have these
And electricity just going off. Hopefully you can hear me online. I did not hang upon you, Graham. I was listening to you. I'm just hoping that people can hear me, so I'll continue the conversation. Electricity is back on now at the studio. I'd like to say and correct this name. It was not McCartney. It is Mr. Douglas Mahardy, not Douglas Cartwright. Mr. Douglas Mahardy, who is missing in Dean's Blue Hole after diving, swimming there. I want to extend condolences to his family, his immediate family, and you. And that's Mr. Douglas Mahardy from Long Island, who is missing after diving at the Dean's Blue Hole. I support what number of things that Graham said about Bay Street. There needs to be more done. I know that Randy Rowe was led a commission of trying to rectify the wrongs that is happening on Bay Street. There's a number of derelict buildings were bulldozed, and then seemed to be a pause. I'm not sure why there's a pause. The last thing he said, he was still negotiating with owners of the property in terms of what can be done. I think now perhaps we need to give our government ideas on what can be done in the meantime as they negotiate with owners. The owners may not be at the state now to build, to develop their product in terms of building. But we can use or go into some type of agreement to use the open space as craft stores, as depots where tourists and behemoths alike can stop and participate in tourism. So hopefully we negotiate that. Let's see, I have a number of texts I can read that right now. Also inside the news, I see, who is this speaking? This is Felix Stubbs again speaking. Say political support for national development plan will be to the country's benefit. This is about the 10th national development plan I've known about since me following the news. So that's like since I'm 16. I didn't think we ever adopted any national development plan in that several decades of me watching or hearing the announcement of National Development Plan. I appreciate Felix Stubbs and what he's trying to do, right? And trying to convince us, the people, that a National Development Plan can benefit us. Of course it can benefit us. But we have had previous ones that on the shelf somewhere. Dust them off. Try implement one or two things there. Try identify one or two things there and rectify that. Right? See, after a while, behemoths stopped believing. Remember when I started off that the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, I think he's speaking as a chairman and not necessarily as Minister of Foreign Affairs, because the banks, that's have nothing to do with him, right, and his portfolio. I would assume that either the governor of the central bank, Rule, or the Minister of Finance should speak about any legislation in terms of banks, and you see that they're quiet. I'm not sure under which jurisdiction, which authority is Mr. Mitchell speaking on. So I'm assuming that he's speaking on behalf of the PLP's party. Even though they say minister, I can't be minister. So he's speaking on behalf of the PLP party. And he's urging the government, his government, to do something. Not necessarily that he has spoken to his government. He's just saying that he, as the chairman of the political party, he's urging. That's what I assume. That's what I assume. That's the only way he could be speaking. right? So we'll see that he's speaking on that. But like I said before, after a while, behemoths stop listening to you. They stop smiling in hope and start laughing at the constant idle talk. And I think that with Mr. Stubbs and his talk about National Development Plan and not addressing what happened to the old ones, right? People just tune you out. Good morning. I'm trying to understand why social services has stopped my mother $100 food assistance. She's 84 years old. She went to social services and was told they need to stop by home to reassess. What is your view? The behemoths who can do with some support, who need some support. I know National Insurance and Social Services is doing some evaluations in general in terms of who receives benefits, especially when you have children who are working, who should be taking care of you, right? So I do not know your initial case or why it is. And I assume that since it's your mother, you need to follow up. If you think she needs that support, the extra $100 to supplement her living, her income, then you need to follow up and have them come to the house to reevaluate how she's living. On that note, I want to speak to about National Insurance. I had a friend, not necessarily a friend, but you know when you talk to people, he works on a water truck. So it's like, I'm not sure if it's a private enterprise or he's self-employed, but he works for a company and they give him the truck. He drives the truck and they pay him like 60 cents on every case of water he sells, right? The problem with that is they don't pay no national insurance for him. And he was explaining to him because he is self-employed. And I said, you're not self-employed. Whose water is it? Whose truck is it? They hire you, right? If you don't come to work, you don't get paid. You on the job, right? He said, but I make my own time. And I said, can you have someone else drive the truck? No, he got to drive the truck. That means you are employed by them. You just have a different arrangement. And if you are employed by them, even if you're working part-time, the company needs to pay your national insurance. You need to demand or call national insurance and say, man, I own a water truck and I delivered water for these people and they ain't paying my national insurance. The company is duty-bound to pay the national insurance and you are duty-bound to tell national insurance that the company is not paying your national insurance. You can't wait till you turn old or you can't wait till you get sick. And then you said, I need money, and you've been delivering water for 4, 5, 6, 10 years, and you won't get no national insurance paid, and you work for a company? Something is wrong. Let's have another caller here. Let's pass the caller through, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
I had to back.
Yeah, go ahead. You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Well, it'll get better. Just hold on.
Go ahead.
You know, we sold the company, and it's so much better. I said, you're a decent, saved man, and I know you don't cut people. Funny, the lights went out just when I called, but we've had that happen on television at another station when I was talking about how wealthy the country was. You know, I was showing you some things trending, but now let's focus and tighten this up. Remember the last person who texted you and said they can't even get the $100 assistance for their mother? Is that how we treat Bahamians in our country? And I was telling you that at $300 a month, that is a disgrace. You can't even buy a patty with that each day. So at the end of the day, we have to, and I may run on this if I decide to run, and I'll come on your show for sure, on senior citizens not paying VAT because it comes out of their pension, and on senior citizens getting each week what we give them each month. Now, this is not all pensioners. This is just the seniors. It's a small group. And we should take care of the seniors and the widows according to our Bible. And so I challenge anybody to call in and tell you why. I don't care what party they're with. Could be red, yellow, green, could be that other new guy, whatever. And tell me why we make seniors at 90 years old pay VAT because it comes out of their pension money, which is so small. But CA, before I go, I'm going to give you the opportunity to rebut.
What?
To rebut, you want to say anything about that? Why we tax our seniors, citizens' pension with VAT?
No, I don't know.
When they buy a food, a carrot, when they buy a corn, they can't even afford produce. When they buy a corned beef or a sardine full of salt killing them, we put VAT on it, and it comes out of their pension money. I'm going to go then, if we have nothing else to say about how we treat our seniors. And that's yellow and red, and all the parties been in power, so anyone can call in after I hang up. Two issues I want them to call in on. Why we do our seniors so bad, and why after 50 years, I myself smell sewage when I walk to my bridge. You have a good one, CA. Good show.
Oh, okay. I'm reading the text right now. That's why I'm quiet. Is that another call here? Producer? Pass that call. Oh, nope. Let's see. Let me read that. Let me read this text. Good morning. Saying that Felix Stubb is not addressing the old problem, National Development Plan demonstrates that you may not be up to speed on this issue, which I am definitely not up to speed with for true. The current effort is precisely that, completing the old plan that what was 80% completed when Minnis was elected and shelved it. So it's Minnis' fault. So they are not starting from scratch. That's just a text. I'm going to put that on the record to make sure that if I'm correcting, I need to be corrected. So they are starting from that 80% that Minnis shelved, and they will be adding on to that. If you ask me if I have confidence, no, still, right? But I'm just an electorate, right? I still, I have opinions. It is what it is. We shall see. We shall see. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Happy Tuesday, Nuri. Happy Tuesday.
How you doing, man?
This is the GNN Grammy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Graham asked a question, and GNN got to answer it. My grandmother always tell me, if you want to know the mark of a government or someone that is in charge, you look at how they treat their elderly, the children, and their sick. Okay? Then you will know the true mark of a government or successive government. And that's the answer to Grab's question. Thanks for taking the GNN call.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the next caller then. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Turn down your radio.
Yeah,
you're live now. Go ahead.
I'm on now?
Yeah, but you need to turn down your radio.
Okay.
In the meantime, while you turn on the radio, I see I got some text saying that they have retrieved the body. So that is good news for the McCarty family. So I'm happy to hear that. So that's good news. I'm sure the family, or the person hanging up, I'm sure the family is happy that they have a body to inter. So that's good news, right? But call, you can always call back. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. We talked about a number of conversations that is all heading on the headline. Just now, I got a text reminding me that Felix Stubb is talking about that they're continuing on to the old national development plans. I know for sure there have been several national development plans, so I'm assuming they're talking about the last one under the Free National Movement, or the one before that under the Perry Christie administration. So is this good news? Am I confident? I just have to wait and see. It's 3 years in. We shall know at the end of 2 years if anything comes into fruition, or we have to wait for the next 5 years after the next election. Like I say, do I have any confidence? None. But that's just me. I'm just used to it. I'm just used to it now. That's where it is. But it's good to report on such things. Go ahead, call up. Pass the call through for me. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Mm. I can hear you, caller. Nope. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah, sorry about that. One more thing I wanted to mention. I forgot. The Small Homes Repair Program that has just recently started. I think we need another commission of inquiry involving the Small Homes Repair Program, because you wait all year to get accept it. And when they choose their contractors, it seems as if they pick up somebody, anybody off the side of the road that could possibly repair a shingle or something like that. But when they do the work is substandard again. I know at least three persons, including myself, that had their roofs repaired, and the leakages is worse than when it started. You understand? So obviously the monies or the quality of contractors are not up to par. These fellas just grabbing that money and running with it. And in addition to that, when you call the inspectors to tell them that the work is not done up to par, they ain't coming back. They ain't sending nobody. Fellas leave all the shingles and all the tires all around my house, drop on the ground, all over the place, throw them across the road in the bushes, all kind of things. But I think we need another commission of inquiry involving the small homes repair program. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. At this present time, I want to commend the police force, actually. They're doing a small homes repair program also, all right, using their own resources. I know Ministry of Social Services doing a small home repair program. Is that Kiwanis? Kiwanis also. Oh, that's Rotary. One of those institutions. Forgive me for not knowing which one. I know they were doing repairs for Sweetens Key of Grand Bahama. You need to commend them. And I should know which organization. And forgive me. But that organization, I want to commend them for that too. For helping indigent behemoths in terms of who can't help themselves. But let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller.
Nuri.
Hey, this is Nuri.
Nuri.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Hey, Nuri, one of the things, Tim, what we didn't say nothing about yesterday or on the station, what I didn't remember, lest I miss it, that's August 19th, and that would have been a Wednesday, 1992, when we changed the government and bring in Hubert Ingraham and wrote out to Lyndon them, us young people. I'll never forget it, even if we don't support the party no more. And I think with a man named Hubert Ingraham has done a lot of good things in the country. Maybe some bad things, but we could find out a lot of good things what he did. I don't know if you remember August 1992,
Nuri. I was in school. That's ancient time. How much years ago that? That's over 30 years.
Over 30 years.
Let's talk about things like 5 and 10 years ago.
5 and 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
No problem then. Good. So let me read this headline. That's another caller there? No? Yes? No. Okay, let me read this headline with Mr. Mitchell. We may have to deal with banks, right? Minister says legislative change may be necessary. I just want to read this into the record. I found it interesting, right? It's just the front page I think I should read. Progressive Liberal Party, PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell said yesterday, legislative intervention may be needed as it relates to the fees and services of commercial banks in the Bahamas, doubling down on his call for greater regulation of the force right there, and I'm trying to understand what does that mean? That means that government now manages the fees that banks can charge. Will this include medical fees in the future? What other fees? Fees for universities and schools, or just happen to be banks at this present time? Can the government legislate a private business fees? So that is what I'm concerned about. Is it possible? But clearly, I mean, he's a senior lawyer. He should know. Say, service to the Bahamian public will not improve if banks just don't get it, said Mr. Mitchell, who is also Minister of Foreign Affairs and a Member of Parliament for Fox Hill. They keep trying to force us to swallow digitalization when the internet doesn't work here. Let's pause right there. The internet doesn't work here. Our government, the government that he helps manages, owns or have a large percentage of BTC and Cable Bahamas. So the idea to say that the internet does not work here
and we are encouraging businesses to come here because we have these utilities is concerning to me, right? What kind of confession is the minister or the chairman saying? The services, continuing, the services are second rate. See, I am concerned at the banks, and they are charging you to keep your own money. If the central bank does not intervene more aggressively, as they have in Barbados, then perhaps the legislation, will have to intervene. Then fire the central bank chair. That's the rule. If you're not happy and he's appointed, lobby to do that, right? His comments came after Gowan Bowe, chairman of the Clearing Banks Association, criticized his recent suggestion that the Central Bank of the Bahamas regulate commercial banks' fees, calling it a slippery slope towards a communist state. We ain't communists. Allow my MP to put politic. When he get into the debate about mandating, regulating, or legislating the value of services for private enterprise, we are moving towards a communist state, Bowe said. We are saying that the government is a free market enterprise, and we have to be very careful because that's a very slippery slope. And of course, I former Minister of State of the Free National Movement, Trivago Lang, also give commentary. Let's go to the callers there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. CA, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's good. CA,
mm-hmm.
Imagine this for me for a minute. A place where there are no boundaries, that there are no borders of protection. Could you imagine what kind of country that would be? Where everybody could do whatever they want to do and call it free enterprise?
Mm. But that doesn't happen in any country, eh?
I mean, this is what the so-called people believe free enterprise is.
But there's always laws, eh?
There always law. There always has to be law. Right now, the Harris and who is vying for the presidency, he said when they get in, they will address these issues with these banks and high mortgage rates and whatever it is. Right now, CA, the gas station owners, they are private enterprises, right? They cannot charge what they want to charge in order to make what they deem to be a reasonable profit margin. The government has their feet on their necks. They refuse to give them the 1 cent, 2 cent, or whatever cents that they are requesting. But these banks, they could do whatever they want to, whenever they want to, and it seems like the government, the central bank, or whoever, has no power at all to do nothing. Come on, man. Is that fair?
It's concerning. I tell you that. I just want to know, what can we do?
I mean, we do what we need to do. These banks are making money. If they were not making money, they would not be here.
This is my concern. This is my concern. The government have their own banks. Why not say, man, let's do competition? Our banks will be cheaper, and then behemoths will gravitate to the cheaper bank. Enterprise.
Competition is good, but regulation is also good as well. You could have competition and so on and so forth. But until that competition comes, you need to the government and whatnot need to be. The government is for the people, you know.
Why isn't there no bank in Long Island?
But I don't see. We have to understand economy of scales, right? I mean, we have to realize, you know, that like any other thing, banks are in the business to make a profit. Okay. Now, I think with the technology, if we could get the internet working and everything else working properly, and then we can use the technology, and because I see, like in Africa, in some parts of Africa, they don't have no bank, but they are able to use their phones and the technology, and they even use drones and whatnot to deliver
all of them is private enterprise driven.
So we need to move towards that end. But we need to get our infrastructure in terms of our internet capabilities and availability in place, so we can facilitate that are remote and who are not able to, you know, accommodate a large-scale thing. And so the government need to do, the government need to govern for the people and not for corporations, okay?
I hear you. And it has merit. It has merit, and it's something I need to consider. It's something I need to consider. I got this text. I'm going to go to commercial. It says that that's not what Mr. Mitchell is saying. He's suggesting to add perimeters. For example, accounts with balances under 5,000 are zero fees. Mind you, 80-90% of the Bahamas, or Bahamians, they say, don't have $1,000, right? So that's the bulk of the bank's business right there, because nobody have 5,000, right? Few of us have $1,000 saved, right? So I find that entertaining. But anyway, let's take a short break and we'll come back and have this continue this discussion. On the Clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.